one.
Yeah, no, no, no. Why are you telling me to shut the fuck up?
I didn't tell you to shut the fuck up. I said cut the fuck up.
Oh, my bad then.
Okay, thank you.
You were still, okay, then I owe you an apology, but it was still a good
apology thing. Accepted. I didn't say shut the fuck up.
Well, is that STF?
I'm
big enough to apologize when I'm wrong. I'm big enough to apologize when I'm wrong, so I apologize. But it said STUF. So you said, or did it say CTUF? Sometimes
it said C, whatever. It said C.
So you would like? Are you a lion? Are you a tigress? Are you a hyena?
I'm a lioness.
Are you a lion? You said lioness.
Lioness.
You married?
Nope. You're Hold on. Let me turn off this Netflix.
Okay.
Hey, Miosha.
We'll see.
I mean, I'm just laying here in the bed watching you, you know, making comments.
Hold on. Have you been married?
I have.
You have any children?
Nope.
How long were you married?
I was married for about 4 years.
Did you want to have children one day?
No.
Okay. You know what I always ask? So, do you ever want to remarry in the future?
I would like to.
Okay. So, I'm always curious why women who don't want to have children want to marry.
Well, my decision not to have children is basically based off of the fact, because me and my mom was just having this conversation, I would rather not take the risk of being stuck with some kids because me and whomever didn't work out, then I feel like my chances are better over here without having children than they are getting married to somebody and it don't work out and I'm stuck with some kids.
How old are you again?
41.
Okay, so do you make room for the possibility that that's a wrong way to look at life? Let me explain why. You didn't say anything positive about having a family. It was all predicated on the fact that if it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two things. Number one, you've got a lot to do with whether or not something works out. Who filed for divorce in your last marriage?
I did.
Why?
We just wanted, he wanted children and I didn't. And I just have never had that desire for children. Like I've never had that overwhelming desire to say, hey, I want to be a mom.
Okay.
Honestly, wholeheartedly.
Do you have nieces, nephews, or anything like that?
I do. I have a total of 10 nieces and nephews.
Okay. You do? Okay, so y'all divorced because he wanted kids?
No, we just went on two different things. Like, I was, because me and my friend just talked about this. Growing up in not knowing that you're poor when you're growing up, but growing up to understand the life that you were living. And it was just one of those things that I never wanted to be struggling. I never wanted to be broke. So basically my whole life, the last 20 years of my adult life, I've just been working, trying to make sure that I never
Again, growing up with a negative money blueprint, mm-hmm. money was something scarce to be feared, such and so forth. Okay. Did you have your mom and dad? Would you grow up with your mother and father in the household?
Yes, for the first half of my life, I did. But then father ended up getting hooked on crack cocaine.
I just need to know if that was it. Okay.
I mean, it's
not relevant to the rest of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When you are 65 years old, are you confident you will have your $1.9 million you will need to retire on day 65?
Very confident.
Okay. So, as long as you can afford to pay for a single life,
mm-hmm.
Because the reality is this, that most men want to marry because of legacy, children. But it seems like you were married, when you were married, you didn't want to have children. But you're saying because you didn't want to, and was that the, was the money fear, was the fear of not having enough also in that decision?
No, because I've been taking care of myself for a very long time.
You've had money?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not understanding. If you've had money and you had a husband who wanted to have children with you, the fear of not having money should have been aside. Are you selfish?
Very.
Okay.
Just looking at the...
Well, I mean, look, not all women want to have kids. If you're selfish, I mean, because it sounds to me like I was hearing fear and scarcity, which you've already been married, the man you were with, he wanted one thing, you wanted another. You're not a lion, though. You're the tiger. The tigress. Tigresses don't, they end up being solitary more than anything else. Now, and here's the thing, just like for a male tiger, you're going to have to be able to do it all, because no kids, no husband, you're going to have enough money to pay for everything you're going to need in retirement. Because, and here's the sad part, it sounds more appealing when you're this age. What happens when you're 55 and you start to break down?
To be honest, well, let's start here. I'm 41 years old, and I don't know too many men my age who already don't have children who want to have more children. Most of the men my age already got older kids, either on child support. They don't want no more children.
Well, I mean, you're 41, but you also were married and you threw that away. So, I mean, you can't really set the table at 41. I mean, you don't have any real leverage. I mean, so the question is, at 41, you can work, you can make money, but can you withstand a major illness? Can you withstand a challenge to your health? I mean, I asked you, you're going to have your $1.9 million. I'm a cancer survivor. All you need is one major illness to wipe you out. So women are not designed to be alone in the environment.
I didn't say that I want to be alone. I'm just letting you know that, number one, I think a lot of times women such as myself, we in the Black community, have been taking care of myself for the last 23, 24 years. That was a choice, because when I graduated, there was no college fund. There was nothing waiting for me. So it was either you're going to go to school.
Hold on, man. I need to correct you. 80% of America makes choice out of necessity. That's not unique to Black. Other groups of people enjoy the necessity. Black women make a necessity seem like it's slavery.
I never said that I thought that marriage was slavery.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, our grandparents needed each other, but they also loved each other. So, I mean, you own your own business?
I do.
How long have you owned your own business?
For about 3.5 years now.
All right. Did you go to college or no?
I did.
What's your degree in?
Culinary arts.
Okay. So you were married, but your husband wanted kids, you didn't. You've had it. So... And you decided to be an independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And all I'm saying is the planet is not set up for you. It's not. Women who choose to be independent are the most vulnerable late in life. And this one, that's that whole thing I talked about, strategic singlehood of Black women being marketed to Black women by Psychology Today and other things. But that's not how it works. Women cost more in your later years.
Mm-hmm.
And who was going to be there for you? You break your ankle like I did, and you're not in weight bearing for 13 weeks. Can you afford to have a home health care nurse 24/7?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to put... I'm not trying to make it seem like I don't have like fears and worries about anything. But what I'm saying is like the choices that I've made in life have set me up to be able to do certain things that the average person who's my age might not be able to do. So number one, I'm a veteran. I did my 20 years. Okay. So I got health care benefits for the rest of my life, and I have income coming in. And then as far as me being a personal chef, I basically really control my own income. Mm-hmm.
As long as your health maintains. I come mm-hmm. from a military family on both sides. But if your health drops, are your resources going to last?
Yes, my medical is free.
Okay. Due respect, you and I both know the VA medical. Come on now. I come from Army and Navy on both sides. It's not John Hopkins.
Well, it's gotten a whole lot better though.
But that's so so to me, what I hear is a woman who you own your own business. You're in your 20s. You did this, that. You have. Then why is getting along with a man so hard to where you'd rather have your own stuff and sit over like this? Because this is what men don't understand. It's like you can have all that, and other women can have that and still have. Relationship.
Kevin, like, listen, I'm not saying that getting along with a man is hard. I've never said that. I've been dating. I've dated. I've done the whole nine. My thing is, actually, when you came for me, I was surprised. Because, like, I'd be rooting for you and doing stuff you said.
Come on, you are. This thing is going fast, and it said shut the fuck up. So
the stuff that you say, I actually listened to. Like the last dude I was messing with, you did an interview and you like, why are you messing with a man who can't give you what you want? And then you know what? That same week I told old boy, you know what? I can't even kick it with you no more. And I've been just, you know.
What place does a man have in your world?
In what regards?
That's in your regard.
I would love to be in a relationship with someone who's like-minded.
What does that mean?
That means that okay, for me, when I look for a man, I'm attracted to intelligence. I need somebody to at least, like, brother, can you at least read? A lot of people on these time, a lot of these brothers on the comment who just going off.
Come on, you can't do that. Come on. 2.5 black men. No, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you characterize all men by people.
I didn't say
open 2.5 million black men are in the upper class. Come on, black men are not troglodytes.
I didn't say that.
So don't judge. You say, can you read? You're 41. If you are fucking around with men who can't read, that's on you.
I didn't say that they were illiterate. That's not what
I don't care what you're saying. I'm saying the kind of men, what city do you live in?
What I'm saying is
what city do you live in?
Currently now, I'm in Pinellas Park, Florida.
So my point is, women like yourself often talk about men and then you shit on the men you don't want. I don't give a fuck about the men you don't want. I don't hear about none of them. The men who can't read, I want to talk about the men who are rogue scholars in your wheelhouse.
Where are they?
I don't want to talk about... I want to know what place they have in your life before you ask me where are they.
They have a place in my life to be in a relationship.
Meaning what?
That means that if they get me, they're going to have someone who's going to be in their corner, who's going to love, who's going to nurture, who's going to cook, who's going to clean, who's emotionally available, who's emotionally intelligent. They're going to have somebody who just basically has it together. Who's able to basically take my help them build. And so that we can achieve.
Build how?
What do they need?
They don't need shit. They're grown damn men already built.
Okay.
See, what I'm trying to show is women like yourself talk about men who ain't on your level, who can't read, and you make it seem like, just like I talked to that woman in Mississippi. She tried to say men go after women who are rich. And she's only talking about the top 10-9% of women who come from rich families. We know that ain't Black America. But she tried to make that all men. And what women like what you're doing, and I said, I don't care about the men you don't want. I asked, what position does a man have in your life? And you said, somebody that's on the same level. I said, what does that mean? You said, somebody that's intelligent. I said, what does that mean? You said, somebody that can at least read. Then you proceeded to start trying to diss the comment section. And I stopped it. Hold on, I'm recounting for everybody else. And I said, no, I don't want to talk about the comment section, which is general, or the men you don't like. I want to talk about the men who have their shit together. You said, where are they? I said before we go to where they are, what is their place in your life? And you just said a bunch of nothing. I'm gonna help them. We can get together and build and this and this and this and this. And a man who's on your level got his shit together. It's already built. He don't need you for building and so forth. You know what these men need? They need peace. They need peace and support if they choose it. If that man who had his shit together on your level or higher decided to say, okay, I'm gonna try to take you on. If he talks to the men who deal with you, they would say dealing with you is peaceful. Yes or no?
Yes.
Dealing with you is tranquil. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Then if you're a peaceful, tranquil woman, is that a new thing?
Within the last, I say, year and a half, 2 years.
And you're at 41?
Yes.
And you've already been married?
Yes.
So, if you were a man who had his shit together to pass your high standards test, why would you deal with somebody my point is, if that man is, see, you guys want men who are
What about my standards are you considering to be high?
That most women believe that they are pretty picky. You don't just deal with anybody.
Who would?
You asked me, what do I say about your standards that are high? And I think somebody, as a 41-year-old woman who has just become peaceful and tranquil the last 2 years, that's a high standard to want a man who's over here. When you just become a peaceful, tranquil woman, that you should have been at 18.
Okay, but again, like I said at the very beginning, you're saying that, okay, yes, I should have been that when I was.
Well, that's 18. Why I'm saying it's high. But that's why I'm saying it's high. Because you said, I want to make you on my level.
What I'm saying is, but that's a byproduct of my environment. I didn't choose not to want to be, I didn't choose.
I didn't raise. I was about to look at black men are tired of hearing black women honestly talk about what y'all didn't have. You didn't. We had less than y'all. Plus, we had Reaganomics, cops, and America's Most Wanted. And cracking, man. My point is this: we are going to see. We're Generation X, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are the saddest generation that's ever going to exist, and you know what? And I'm going to tell you, we're sandwiched between baby boomers and millennials. And the reason so many in Generation X are unmarried is because our women were unwilling to cooperate. They're unwilling in mass. That's why we have so many 40-plus single black women saying, now I'm ready to be peaceful, tranquil, and do something. And men are like, "Why? No." Because I'll be honest, men who are your age, who may fit your category of what it is, whatever it is, those men are much more likely to get a woman in her late 20s, early 30s. Because they already assume at your age, you're too old to mold.
I mean, I don't date men that's 41 anyway. 40, in their 40s anyway, to tell you the truth. I mean... Now, and I don't feel like when I say men, I'm not saying all men. When I ask you where these men are, because I literally, for the last 10 months that I've been out, I've been dating and going on dates. It's just not here.
Where are the men who are thorough are married or with younger, more agreeable women?
Okay. And
that's honest. I mean, that's honest, man. Hold on. It's not, okay. The men who were... See, the men that are on the level you're talking about are relationship-minded. So they're either married or they're looking for women to get on their program. You're a strong-minded woman. You split with your husband because a man you vowed with because you wanted one thing, he wanted another. You aren't following your husband, no matter what your covenant said. And men are like, well, if that's her mindset, all right. I'm going to go over here with a woman who has not been there, who doesn't have it in their track record, and they're not making any judgment because they're living their life just like you're living your life. So it's not that those men don't exist. They just don't see. They just look over you.
Okay, and I'm okay with that. I'm not walking around broken, damaged, disgruntled.
Well nobody, see, why when I say that, does it have to all of a sudden
like that?
Man, broken, damaged, disgruntled? I'm just saying, you asked where they were. I didn't say that they were doing it and doing this to you. I didn't say that.
Like I'm saying, like you're throwing the statistics out there saying, but I'm just saying like when I meet people, I really, men, when I'm on dates, I really be want to have somebody who talk about, you know, in general. Like I literally,
you want a girlfriend that doesn't see, and that's the thing. No, okay, we don't talk like that. We don't talk like that to y'all. That's another problem. Especially our women, Black women, listen. You talk and have conversations with your girlfriends. Your man is different. We don't talk like y'all.
So we can't talk about current events. We can't talk about finances.
We don't want, okay. You can accept this or not. We don't want to talk about all that stuff with you like you want to talk about it with us. Sure, we can talk about it if we decide we want to talk about it, but that's not what we choose to talk about with you. Because honestly, that's just not how it's set up. See, this whole thing that we got to be friends and this other kind of stuff, go talk to your friends about things that interest you. Our relationship as men and women are supposed to be different. And see, the fact that I'm still explaining, that I'm having to explain or talk about this stuff to women who are in their 30s and 40s, just kind of shows how much y'all don't really understand who we are as men.
So you mean to tell me that if I'm getting to know someone that I in a dating scene where we're trying to get to know each other, we can't engage in intellectual conversation?
You can say, you can ask it any way you want to.
I'm going to answer the question.
The kind of man, okay, y'all can like it or not. No, we don't want to talk to you about intellectual conversation. That's not your role. This is why Generation X doesn't work. They want us to be what they want us to be. God damn it, I said no. That's why you're alone.
How do you know if someone's a good fit for you if you can't even engage?
You have to be a good fit for him. He ain't a fit for you. You support us. King, queen, chief, Indian.
Okay, so as a chief, because I've been in leadership.
Okay, you want to talk to the men about things that we don't want to talk to you about, don't want to do this kind of stuff, then we don't do that kind of stuff. You, first of all,
so how honestly, do I know what type of decision making you're going to do? How do I know if you're fit to lead?
Nobody's fit to lead women like you, nobody's fit to lead.
That's not true.
I said women like you, no one's fit to lead because, yes, I would say you can look at your personal life and look at it. No one's fit to lead you. You know what's fit to lead you? Do respect women like you know what's fit to lead you? Uncle Sam or corporate America?
What did you get that assessment?
Man, you can't cut me off because I can.
I'm just asking. Where did you get that assessment?
What is fit to lead women like you? Uncle Sam, the military, corporate America, or some sort of job, or some sort of college and university, because that's the only thing you submit to. That's the only thing you show up for and do your best for. That's the only thing you... Okay, bye. It's not going... You can't get over this. You can't get over this shit, man. That is the only thing that's fit to lead them. You act like men got to get on your page and you're 41. Interviewing people. That don't work, folks. That's the women in my generation. That's why men like myself aren't dealing with them. Their minds are like, well, who's fit to lead? You already married. You didn't follow your husband. And they really, just like that woman in Mississippi, they'll argue all day long. They won't shut up and just realize this, like, what he's saying is true. Well, that's not true. You're 41. Let's look over your life. Ain't following. It's like when I talked about it. If you're going to be a pro-black woman, the most pro-black thing you can do is marry a black man, follow his lead, and go make a family. Women who are not leading, following any man, leave them. I said the other day about the mule mindset. Gentlemen, hear me and hear me well. If you're dealing with a woman who will not follow, don't argue. disconnect, leave them.